How many times have you heard the phrase, an overnight sensation? Someone, some idea, some place, some business or enterprise seems to arrive in the spotlight to occupy our consciousness front and center. I'm Vashti McKenzie and this is your wake-up call. Things rarely happen overnight. Most of the time, they're happening over time. A person, a thing, an idea, a concept, a place. They're just off our radar screen. Then suddenly they appear like jazz bassist Esperanza Spalding when she took home the Grammy from the Superstar Favorites. She is the first jazz artist to receive the New Artist nod in the 53-year history of the Grammys. Wow, who knew? She didn't mysteriously appear under the Klieg lights. She's been coming on for quite a while. And the spotlight of the Grammys drew your attention to her in spite of all of the hype around the other nominees. Wow, who knew? This damsel may appear to be in distress, but never fear. The Bible says your gifts will make room for you. My grandmother's claim to fame in the kitchen was homemade applesauce and fresh baked bread. When she baked bread, she mixed yeast into the dough and set it aside. As time passed, the dough would rise and be ready for the oven. If the dough went into the oven before rising, it would not become what it was created to be, bread. The yeast needed time to work, and it worked unseen within the dough, changing its tone, texture, character, and consistency. You do not see the yeast, but if you give it time, you will see the results. Our lives sometimes are like dough in the master's hand. Jesus kneads us into new creatures, and the Holy Spirit is the yeast rising in us, confronting and changing. Yeast needs time to ready the dough to take the heat. The heat of the oven could cause the dough to fall flat, but because it goes into the oven when it's time, it rises with the heat instead of falling flat. I know, so many of us want an overnight sensation. Some things happen over time. Blossoms bloom, fruit ripens, an idea or an artist whose time has come over time. Allow Jesus to take the time to prepare you, to transform your character, tone, tenor, and consistency, so that what could hurt you could actually help you to rise in the heat of the day or the heat of the battle. Our time is in the hands of God, who determines when we're ready. Never too soon, never too late. Wait upon the Lord. Renew your strength. Rise with eagle wings. And in due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.